Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Love Lighthouse podcast. This is a place that you will receive love, light, and a lot of valuable information to begin to focus on things that truly matter in your life. Today's topic, we are talking about mothers and that role of being a mom in life. We're now in May. This morning, my 12-year-old son came down the stairs and I said, "Son, come snuggle me and come read with me." And he was like, "Oh, Mom, I don't want to read right now. I want to get on my iPad." And I said, "Honey, it's Mother's Day month." He started laughing. He's like, "Oh my gosh, are you serious, Mom? Am I going to get this all month?" We have this running joke in our family where if it's somebody's birthday month, we celebrate it all month long. We don't just do a day, but we literally are like, "Oh, it's your birthday week or your birthday month." And so I haven't ever pulled that card of saying, "Hey, it's Mother's Day month," but why not? Life is to be celebrated. So why not celebrate all month? You know, I think all of life is a celebration. But anyways, he came and he sat down with me and he humored me and came and sat and read with me. So it was a beautiful moment. But on the subject of motherhood, there are so many things that we do once we become a mom, and we don't even recognize it. So today I want to step fully into this energy of motherhood, and I want to give you some beautiful gifts today. That's my intention for this. Yesterday, I had a real full circle moment. My girlfriend from high school, she's a dear friend of mine, Tiffany, and she's been my best friend for 30 plus years. And we've all been dear friends for many years, and we get to celebrate in those beautiful milestones of life together. And we've watched each other grow up, and it's so special. But yesterday, we had a baby shower. We attended a baby shower for my friend Tiffany's first baby grandchild, and her oldest daughter is about to give birth to her first grandchild. And so it was so beautiful because 27 years ago, we had a baby shower for her daughter when she was in her belly. So it was really, really cool. But I often have this thought before someone's about to give birth to their first child, when this new mom is excited, she has the baby in her belly, and I often think, "Oh, honey, I'm so excited for you, but you don't even know what's about to hit you." Because you kind of have this naive sense about you before you become a mother. And of course, this applies to fathers as well. It's parenthood, period. In fact, a lot of this stuff I'm talking to can directly correlate with a father as well. But specifically, I'm going to talk to moms today because it's Mother's Day month, right? All you moms are going to start adapting this and telling your hubbies and your children, "Hey, do the dishes." That's what my son said this morning. He goes, "Oh, great. Does that mean I've got to do all bunch of extra contributions this month because it's Mother's Day month?" But when you go back to that space, you know, before I was a mom, before I had my first baby girl, she's now 24 years old. Oh my gosh. But I just didn't even know the love that was about to consume me. And with that love comes a lot of other things that can be very challenging. And for me, it showed up, which it does for a lot of people. And a lot of you listening to this are going to go, oh, yes, I totally get that. That love is kind of that double-edged sword where one end of it is love and the other end is fear, a lot of fear that hits us. For me, I had a lot of fear anyways as a child and as a teenager, and I just had a lot of anxiety. I was a pretty anxious person. And then when I had my first child, the best way I can describe it is your heart is now outside of your chest. And it's walking around in this being, this body, this child that you've just had, and you don't have control. And that was a very scary thing for me. And don't worry, I'm going to talk to the fear, but then we're going to circle back here and I'm going to tell you some really beautiful things that you can do to help you as a mom, help you heal, and also help each and every one of your beautiful, amazing children, traditionally and non-traditionally, right? So going back to that naive mother that is about ready to have a child. So yesterday, looking at this darling girl, her name's Cicely, and looking at Cicely, and she's just so cute, her cute little round belly, and she's just glowing and excited. It was hard for me not to cry as I saw her because she's just grown up to be such a beautiful woman. But thinking, you don't even know the love that is about to consume you and consume you forever, for the rest of your life. It's not even just a chapter, it's forever. Nothing changes you more deeply and gives you the ability to grow, to progress, and ultimately to heal than becoming a parent. And, you know, we think a lot about ourselves before we become a parent. We are, to some degree, really self-consumed when we aren't. I keep saying traditionally and non-traditionally because I'm very in tune and aware that you don't have to give birth to become a nurturer and a caretaker. And so when I keep saying that traditional and non-traditional, I am speaking to, however, you get to a place where you are now taking care of others. And again, this could be in the way of taking in a niece, a nephew, a child, a foster child, an adopted child, animals, any way that you start stepping into that parenting role, that nurturing role, to where now you are thinking outside of yourself. And from there, it's such a beautiful place to grow, to learn and progress. And that is why I encourage people to take on that role. I mean, I've had coaching clients before that I've watched never become a parent, but have an animal, a dog. Let's just use that for an example, a dog that this woman had such a deep connection with, and she took care of this dog and watched this dog grow. In fact, I'm thinking of one specific person, but now that I say this, there's multiple that I have coached with, and I've watched them have to get to that place where it's time for that dog to be put down or that dog passes away, and watch them go through this grief. And with that grief is that love that animal had been depending on them for, you know, many years. And now it's time to let go and move on and let that dog transition. And so whatever way you are a nurturer, this information applies to you, but it's such a beautiful relationship, but so challenging. And when I said it's kind of that double-edged sword, because with it, you can have a lot of fear. And I know a lot of parents immediately start worrying a lot about their children. I mean, even before they're born, it's like, oh, is everything going to go good? Are they going to be healthy and all of those things? And so really from conception, you start worrying about that baby, that child. And when we can get to a place where it turns from worry and we can actually face our fears and start to understand what it is we're doing and we can get to a place of peace in our own life and go on that healing journey, then it turns into something so different and so much more enjoyable and healthier. So for me, I worried for many, many years as a parent. I remember going in and looking at my children when they were sleeping and just thinking, oh my gosh, they're so darling. I love them so much. I hope nothing bad happens to them. Have any of you parents ever done that? I'm sure you have. I'm sure you can relate to that. Well, that's not good. That's not healthy, right? It's like just being able to look at your children and then immediately start worrying about them. And we think that our worrying about them is good, or like that it makes us a good parent because we're concerned and we think about them and we really focus on them. And it's actually holding a place of hindering for them, because we hold a place of either hindering or support for our children. And I didn't realize I was doing this for many, many years. In fact, I would say, because I've been a mom now for almost 25 years. So I would say for probably the first 20 years of my parenting, I would do this. And I literally just over the last few years really started to work on changing this. And it was challenging, but changing the worry from holding a space of hindering, because if you're worrying about your children, then you are expecting the worst for them. And if you are holding a place of support, you are expecting the best for them. Isn't that amazing? Like, have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about that your worrying is possibly holding your children back? And I'm not giving you this message for pressure, it's power, because I want you to know your power as a parent. And so it's not for you to go, oh my gosh, have I done all this to my child? No, 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 no. Everybody has their own journey. Your child has their own journey. I'm telling you this so that you can start to change things and you have so much power to hold a beautiful energy around your children and they will feel it. So whether you say things to them or not, they will feel it, because that energy is real that you are holding around your child. And so I'm a human. I still have moments where, you know, I've got four children. And so as Mama Bear, I'm always looking at my four children and going, okay, how's she doing? How's he? How's he? How's she? And I'm looking at them and taking note of who needs my support and pulling them in closer. But when I do recognize that I am concerned about one of my children, then I try to shift that as quick as I can and go to, what do I want for them? What would I like to see change in the situation in their life? Maybe they're in a space where they don't have supportive friends. And so recognizing that and going, okay, I'm going to visualize that he or she starts having these beautiful, supportive, loving friends come into their life. And I'm going to see them laughing and having fun and being confident and just starting to shift that energy for our children. I've worked with so many parents by now that I have shared this message with, and I have heard story after story from parents that come back to me and go, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I saw this happen with my child just based off of me recognizing that I have been holding a space of worry and concern, which was hindering them. And so they started to play with their power and their energy and alchemizing things, because we are all alchemists of energy. And they started seeing things shift. I'll be transparent here and I'll share a message with an experience that happened with us. But there was one time when our daughter was dating, and she was dating this guy that we weren't jiving with. And we were seeing things within her that we didn't feel like were that positive and supportive of her. And so we were really focused on it. And it was kind of challenging for our family. And I was worried. I felt like she was starting to possibly give up on her plans, her dreams of things she wanted to go and do in the world. And this was many years ago. And she was pretty young. And she had talked about going and studying these things and her dreams since she was a small, small child. And then when she got in this relationship with this boy, she just kind of started to stray away from those plans and really focus on him. And it was kind of an awkward situation with our family. And the more I focused on my concern, the bigger the issue got. And I recognized that I was holding a space of hinder for her. Well, what I started to do was I started to picture a different scenario. I started to picture her not being so serious in a relationship as a teenager and picture her dating and having fun and different cute, fun boys that she connected with, people that she could just laugh and have fun with and it'd be more free-spirited and carefree. Showing up at the house and them coming in and having dinner and the family jiving with them. And I started to picture just this different scenario for her. And within a couple weeks, she came to me and said, "Hey, Mom, I've decided I'm going to break up with the boy that she was dating that I had been so concerned about for a long time." Okay. So did that happen because of me? I don't know. Was I holding a space of hindering her before because of my concern? Yes, I truly believe that. And did I try to shift it into holding a space of support for her with seeing her happy and going after her dreams? Yes, I did. I shifted that. And within a couple of weeks, physically, she came to me and I started to see those things I had been visualizing show up. So it's pretty amazing, pretty powerful stuff. So that's my first message for you parents is if you are holding a space of worry, shift it. What do you want to see for your child? What's the best scenario? And start to see that and visualize it and hold that space of the highest possibility for them. They will feel it and it will be really, really beautiful. I'm not telling you it's going to go exactly as you want because part of parenthood is really getting to a space of surrender and realizing your heart is outside of your chest and you don't have full control. And that is a scary thing, but it is to teach us to surrender and to love unconditionally and to really, really, truly grow. There's nothing like it, but you can alchemize and hold that highest vision and it will help a lot. If anything, it will help you knowing you're doing your best. Right? The second thing that I really want to highlight is going back to that Jen before I had my first child in 1997. And I was innocent and naive to think of, you know, I thought I knew everything, but I also didn't even realize the guilt that was about to hit me as well. That's another thing. So not only fear, but guilt really hits parents. And you're never going to do it perfect. It's not meant to happen perfectly. It will be perfectly imperfect. And so drop that expectation of trying to be perfect and look back at all the things you feel like you've done wrong as a parent. And it's time for you to forgive yourself. It's time to clean the slate right here and now. You are not listening to this message by accident. Yes, you. You. I'm speaking to you. So look in the mirror and know if I could be looking in your eyes right now, this message is directly for you. Let go. Clean the slate. Whatever it is that you feel like you've done wrong with your children or as a parent, it's time to forgive yourself and get out of prison. Get out of that emotional prison that you have been holding. All of that guilt that I was holding against myself as a mom, because I take this role so serious, I had high expectations for me. And so, of course, I wasn't perfect and I knew it. And I was making myself pay deeply. So I'm telling you right now, it's time to let go. It's time to forgive yourself. And you don't even know how much of a gift this is to your children. By you owning whatever it is and saying, "I'm sorry." So I'm not telling you to not say you're sorry, but to truly forgive yourself and move forward. And as you forgive yourself, you know, if there's something for you to truly apologize for, or even if your child just sees something a certain way and they're hurt by something, the best thing to do for you and them is to genuinely try to see it from their viewpoint and apologize, but then forgive yourself and move forward. Well, how do you do that? You start to change your story about what you are saying. How often do you say, "I'm a great mother. I am a wonderful mother. I am a wonderful parent. I am forgiving myself and moving forward. I am connected to my beautiful children and their needs." How often are you giving positive self-talk to your story as a parent? Because I promise, maybe you don't verbalize and say out loud, "I'm a crappy parent," or "I've failed as a parent." But if you're like most people, and like I was, you are saying it in the background in your subconscious mind. It's going round and round and round. And you're saying, "I am not a great parent. I have failed. I made this wrong move and that wrong move," because that's normal and that's what people do. But it's time to get out of jail or prison and set yourself free and start to tell a new story, because I promise what will happen is you will change that energy around you. You will heal. And as you heal, your children will heal. Now, here's something. Are you ready to really have the biggest massive aha that you have ever had as a parent? Here it is. So listen up. Turn up the dial, the volume here, because I want you to really, really hear me here. If you're like, "But Jen, you don't understand. You don't know. I made this mistake and that mistake. And man, I have failed big time." Okay. I don't care what it is. I do not care. I am serious when I say all of it. Let it go, because I want you to think of your child in the future. This is why it's so important. Your child will most likely become a parent one day, and they are going to make mistakes. They are going to drop the ball. It's the way it happens. It's meant to be. Okay. It's the game of life. It's not meant to be perfect, and it's beautiful. Okay. But if you are willing to do the work and forgive yourself, they will witness that, whether it's consciously or subconsciously. They will feel it. They will see it. They will know it in their being that you dropped the ball and made mistakes because you were meant to. It was part of the plan. But then you went on a journey and you were strong enough and courageous enough to face it and heal. And that will give them permission to do the same as a parent. They might go through a divorce. They might go through addiction. They might go through many, many things that you don't know. Let's hope not. But you don't know what they're going to face and the guilt that they will have on their shoulders. But because you did the work and they saw you heal and totally transform your guilt into peace and joy and actually enjoying your children and your motherhood, your parenthood, they will be able to do the same because they saw you do it. What a beautiful, beautiful gift. So today, right now, when you can, like as soon as this episode ends, I want you to look in the mirror and I want you to say, "I see you. I'm ready to forgive you and embrace you as my best friend. I am a wonderful parent. I am holding a space for healing for my children. I am stepping into a new chapter. I am excited about my motherhood. I am living in peace. I am living in joy. I'm connected to my beautiful children." And I want you to start to look at the things that you've done right and pat yourself on the back for that. This is a major, major gift that you are going to give to yourself this month. And I am so excited for you. So here's what's going to happen. This was a massive shift for me. So remember how I said that I would go in and look at my children and I would go, "Oh, I love them so much. My heart's outside of my chest. I've got 4 hearts walking around out there." So I've had to really surrender. I think of my mom. She had to surrender to 9 of her hearts duplicated out there in bodies walking around. She had no control. But I now look at them when they're sleeping. And this is my true measure of how much I have healed. And I can look at them and go, oh my gosh, they're so darling. I love them so much. Period. That's it. Not, I love them so much. I hope nothing bad happens. It's, oh, I love being a mom. I love this journey. I'm in it and I am appreciating it. And I'm enjoying the journey, because that's the key, is to enjoy. So are you enjoying, mama? I hope so. So all you mamas out there, sending you so much love and happy Mother's Day. You deserve such a pat on the back, and I'm hugging you right now. Feel my love. So thanks for being here today, and I'll pick up next week. We'll have another conversation that matters. Oh, here's another thing, mamas. I have a group. It's called Awaken, and it is such a beautiful journey for us to dive deep into these things and to really give yourself a gift. Then sign up for my Awaken group and really step on that path of healing with me. Come to me. Come be with me, and let's do this, because that is the best gift you can give yourself, is remember the truth of who you are, because you're the umbrella and your children will benefit massively from that. So come join my group. It's called Awaken, and the link will be in the show notes. So much love to you all. Bye for now. Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.